Today you will hear about dogs. This four-legged creature is said to be the man's best friend. No wonder that dogs are adored as the ones that hug, jump, and make our walks pleasant. There are many different breeds of dogs, but there are also those that are best suited as indispensable helpers. Today, we will talk about guide dogs that are a support for blind people moving around the city. What does a best friend's training look like? How long does the training take? What breeds are selected for such an indispensable and responsible role? Can dogs retire? You will find out in the next few minutes. Starting from the beginning, the question arises what a guide dog really should be like. Is every dog suitable for this? Well, no. In addition to choosing the right breed, which I will talk about later in the podcast, there is also a requirement that the dog must be free from any genetic burden. No wonder the task entrusted to such a pet is very responsible, and this role is taken by the best of the best. A puppy that is selected for a guide dog career later in its life must be properly prepared and will receive special attention from an early age. Choosing the right individual is quite a long process that takes many weeks. The chosen one cannot be either timid or too dominant. Additionally, he cannot be aggressive and must not be afraid of anything that may happen to it in the street. So, what does this training look like and how long does it take? Dogs are usually trained by foundations. Throughout training, dogs live with their trainers who help with proper socialization and development. Pet training is divided into several stages. The first one is the selection of puppies, when attention is paid to dogs showing predisposition to work. Their physicality, the aforementioned possible genetic diseases, resistance to stress, and willingness to learn new tricks are assessed. What is important, the trainer to whom the selected puppy is to go to may specialize in a specific area, and then it is important that the dog shows features that are useful to the trainer, for example, guide dogs. Then, after the selection, the second stage of training follows. At this point, puppies go to foster families, where they learn the rules, socialize, and give feedback as to whether they are fit for a specific job. It lasts quite a long time, as dogs usually spend between 1.5 and 2 years with their foster families. It is thanks to this stage of training that dogs learn to function in society, to accept other species of quadrupeds, and to listen to necessary commands. If everything goes according to the trainer's plan, the dog shows the appropriate predispositions and has successfully completed its learning process, it receives a certificate enabling it to work with a person with disabilities. The time has come for the third stage of the training, in which the dog gets to know its charge. The period of time for which the trainer gives his dog to a disabled person lasts about 1/2 year. This is a process in which both the dog and its charge have to get used to each other, and just like each other. The future guide dog becomes acquainted with the environment, habits, everyday life of the charge and the surroundings that the guide dog will have to deal with. All this takes place under the watchful eye of the trainer, who assesses and examines whether the dog can cope when it is alone with its new owner. An interesting fact is that dogs are taught not to respond to all human commands. Here, the safety of the charge is the most important, and it is the dog that needs to know whether a given activity is safe at a given moment. It is the dog who judges whether it is possible to enter the pedestrian crossing, regardless of what commands it hears. This shows how wise and trained these animals are, which every day have to show incredible vigilance and courage to counter potential threats. With such a friend, a disabled person has the right to go practically anywhere. In the Act of November the 12th, 2008, a list of places where you can walk with a guide dog are listed. Such establishments include, among others, processing and catering establishments, as well as buildings and surroundings intended for the needs of education, culture, etc. Even in such places, there is no requirement for the dog to wear a muzzle. However, it is mandatory for the dog to wear a special harness and special marking. In addition, the guardian should have a valid certificate that the dog received upon completing the training and documents confirming the dog's vaccination against rabies. Who gets a guide dog? Usually, the age limit is 18. In some exceptional cases, it may be reduced by 2 years. A person who wants and needs a guide dog must be responsible and consistent. In addition, appropriate financial conditions are required so that the dog does not lack anything and can be raised in good and friendly conditions. What's more, despite the long period of training, we have to trust the quadruped absolutely, so that it is aware that it is the one who cares about our health and life. A dog is taught many commands from a puppy, but there are specific phrases or words that help in communication between the dog and its charge. For example, at the command, "Show the stairs down," the dog will stop at the stairs and show a seat, allows the disabled person to be led to a free seat and to indicate which seat is free. Which dogs are the best candidates for guide dogs? In Poland, about 80% are Labrador retrievers. They are quite common as hunting dogs. Their characteristic feature is very good memory and willingness to learn new things. They are gentle and quickly adapt to new environments, which makes it much easier to work when the dog is transferred from the trainer to the charge. Interestingly, their size is their advantage, which is perfect for leading an adult. Labradors are a very intelligent breed of dogs, which is why they are described as one of the fastest learning dogs. They are not only used to work with people with disabilities, but also, thanks to their precision and excellent sense of smell, they can even detect explosives. However, Labradors are not the only breed to deal with such a responsible task of a guide dog. The Golden Retriever is an equally gentle and devoted animal. It loves to learn and perform various commands. It is the fourth most intelligent dog breed in the world, so many of them are trained to help. Additionally, it is a strong and muscular dog, so it cannot go unnoticed. Unfortunately, every job, even the dog's job, has its specific duration. Dogs age faster than humans, so there are clear rules about the age at which a dog can no longer act as a guide dog. Usually, it is the 8th year of the dog's life, but if the trainer agrees and the dog shows the appropriate skills, its career may be extended for another year. The upper limit of a dog's working time is its 11th year of life. It then retires into a well-deserved dog retirement home and can no longer work as a guide dog. An interesting fact is how much it costs to train and have a four-legged friend. The highest cost is generated by the training, which costs about 30,000 zlotys. Unfortunately, however, the disabled person is not left alone with such costs. For financial support, you should turn to the Polish Association of the Blind and the State Fund for the Rehabilitation of the Disabled. Then, after reporting the need for such a dog and filling in appropriate applications, you will receive required assistance. However, what should be borne in mind when we come across a guide dog? The most important thing is not to distract it or let it abandon its job. The animal is at work and needs maximum concentration to safely lead the person from point A to point B. Trained dogs are able to lead a blind person along the pavement in order to ensure adequate safety. They stop at stairs or pedestrian crossing, search for vacant seats, and can even detect threats at the height of a blind person's head. Even if we see a beautiful Labrador marked as a guide dog on the bus, we must be careful not to harass it by words or gestures. How to recognize that a dog we meet is a guide dog? It should be wearing a collar, a leash, and a harness equipped with a handle. It facilitates the movement of a disabled person on the road and allows for better sensing the dog's movements. However, there may be situations in which the guide dog may accost us by itself or will try to attract our attention. Perhaps it will happen that the quadruped will want to enter the room in which we are or will accost us by grabbing our clothes. We should not ignore this behavior. This could be a clear sign that the person it cares for is in danger, has passed out, or is behaving unnaturally. Let's try to follow the dog's movement. Thus, we may even save someone's life. As you can see, the task of our four-legged friends is very difficult and requires appropriate physical preparation and, most importantly, time. As a result, a guide dog cannot act as a guide dog for a very long time. The training itself lasts about 3 years, and after that time, if the dog has met all the previous requirements and conditions, it can start its dream job. These wonderful animals are able to facilitate moving around the city, which is necessary for the blind. What's more, we may encounter assistance dogs on our way. They are the greatest support for people with physical disabilities and help their caregivers in everyday activities, such as putting on a jacket or lifting certain items. Interestingly, each of us can become a guide dog trainer. On the internet, on the Foundation's websites, you can find advertisements that will allow you to start working with a guide dog. The trainer's task is to take care of the pet, train it, and follow the standards. It is a responsible task, but it is certainly rewarding. And now some words to repeat it. Quadruped, czworonóg, dog breed, rasa psów, charge, podopieczny, harness, uprząż.